President Obama promoted an economic stimulus plan that he said would create or save 3.5 million jobs. Now that the bill is law, federal and state officials will be counting. New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg reports it will not be easy.
A stimulus job might be born on a night like this.
This is a business meeting. There will be no personal tax tolerated.
In the town of Marlborough, New Hampshire, population 2,085, residents meet in the school gym to vote on every detail of the town's budget for the coming year. Headlining the debate is a plan to dig two wells for drinking water. At one point, a guy in a leather vest steps to the mic and asks Selectman John Northcott what sources of money might pay for this.
We have first applied for stimulus funds.
Now, let's assume Marlborough gets stimulus money for all or part of the project. The federal dollars will pay for some jobs, and the contractor will send a form to the state saying how many jobs were involved and how much those jobs paid. It sounds simple, but it isn't.
Here we go. It's on page 174.
In an office at the state capitol in Concord, Bud Fitch flips through a fat white binder. It's his Magna Carta for the federal regulations that guide his work as director of New Hampshire's Office of Economic Stimulus. Page 174 tells him he must count the jobs, but he's still waiting for the pages that will tell him how. It turns out, historically, different government agencies have used different approaches.
Some would count noses. How many people did you hire without a lot of constraint on whether it's full-time, part-time, low-paying, high-paying? Others would have you count the number of hours employees work without consideration to how many different people work those hours.
What's needed is a yardstick so that a job counted under one program will be the same as a job counted under another. Part of the complication is that not all jobs are created equal. Some are seasonal. Some allow you to work on more than one project at once, and so on. Picking one yardstick might seem relatively easy compared to the next challenge. How do you tell the difference between a job that was saved by the stimulus and a job that would have been there anyway? Bruce Meyer analyzes the labor supply as a professor at the Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago. Meyer says there are reasonable methods, but it's almost impossible to know what a firm would have done left on its own.
They might have increased their employment, even if you didn't have that jobs subsidy, because firms increase and decrease their employment all the time.
The agency in Washington that has to sort this out is the Office of Management and Budget. OMB's Deputy Director Rob Neighbors agrees that counting jobs, particularly saved jobs, is tricky. He says agencies will use several methods. They will ask for documentation that layoffs would have occurred without the stimulus. And there will be some estimating. But Neighbors says his office will be conservative. It's important, he says, that Americans can see where their tax dollars went. The funny thing is, if 2 years from now the economy is doing better, the public is unlikely to pay much attention to this tally of jobs. But Neighbors says the Obama administration wants to make another, broader point.
Part of the economic recovery needs to be the restoration of public faith in government intervention, in government activity.
The president ran against a mindset that believes the less government, the better. Counting the jobs that emerge from the stimulus is one way to challenge that. If enough people believe the numbers. For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg in Concord, New Hampshire.